Now, sometimes the water...
Well, rack, you know, right. One of them, we've got a little rack.
Now, we had one, if you put planks across it, like for a church supper or something, that was a sawhorse.
Uh-huh.
But there was another big one,
that was a sawhorse. You know, you beat your poles the wood up, made him mine then.
Yeah. What about something that men used to sharpen the straight razors on?
Sometimes they use them on kids.
My granddaddy always threatened to use his on me.
Well, he never did.
I think it, he just was threatening.
I get my razors dropped too. Yeah.
Well, what about to smooth your hair down, you use a comb and a
brush.
Okay.
We didn't have a brush.
What about a plank that kids get on and make and go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay, you'd say they're out there doing what?
Riding on that seesaw.
Okay. Now this one. What about this something like a seesaw except it was a plank and it had a bolt or something through the middle of it onto a lock and it'd twirl around.
Yeah, flying jenny.
Flying jenny. That's right. That thing would throw you and then when you try to get up, run smack over you, knock you down. I was talking to my dad last time he was down here about kids growing up on a farm. I don't see what keeps them from just killing themselves. He was laughing about my brother and me getting up in the barn. We got up on top of the barn. He had some sawdust hauled out to the house one time. And we got up on top of the barn and were jumping off the top of the barn down into a pile of sawdust. And, I mean, I don't know how many feet it was, but, and another thing, you remember in the barn how they used to cut a hole in the floor of the loft so you could pitch hay down into the stall? And you'd get up there, and when we didn't bale our hay, we never bale our hay, and the whole barn loft would get covered with that hay, and kids get up there playing off and shoot down the floor. We used to have kids with getting more broken elbows and arms where they'd fall through and catch themselves on that. Well, what about just if a kid puts a piece of rope or something over a tree limb and
slam.
Okay. Something if you burn coal in your fireplace, you keep a what next to the fireplace to hold your coal?
Coal rack, I guess.
Did you ever hear it called a scuttle or anything?
Coal scuttle, yeah.
Okay, and if you, in the smoke in a fireplace goes up the chimney, but if you got, say, a kitchen stove or something, you have a what to carry the smoke out?
Stovepipe.
Okay. And if you're moving rocks or something, you've got a something that's got one wheel on the front of it, and you pick up the back of it.
Yeah, a wheel bar.
Okay. And if you're out in the field and you need to sharpen a knife or a scythe or something, you use a what?
File.
Okay. It's back at the barn, you might have a big thing on a crank that you'd call that a what? Would call it a grindstone?
I've seen them. We used to have one. Old grind rock is what we'd call it.
Okay. And in the old days, people used to go around in buggies. Nowadays, they go around in a... Everybody drives a what?
Car.
Okay. And if something squeaks, if a wagon wheel squeaks or something, you have to do what to it?
Yeah, grease it in.
Okay. And you get that all over your head.
Yeah, that's
your
black tar.
Yeah, but it's real slick. It's got my hands are real what? Greasy or?
Yeah, you grease it's what to
say.
We just call it axle.
That's grease. That's grease. Yeah, you better take the wheel off and get you about that.
But you know, it was black.
Yeah, I've seen
my grandpa, he always wore black work shoes. And I've seen, when they get scuffed up or something, I've seen him get a little bit of that axle grease and rub on there, and it would color those scuff marks just beautiful.
And it'd keep that water out, too. Yeah.
And it made them shine, too.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that stuff was so, it was